In fact, give him a look again. כל מי שמלאו שיעסק בטוב וליעסק מלאך ויספניש מנצלק ויזכילס השם וביזלס התורה וקיבה מאור הדס וגם מברע על העצו ונות לחי מן העולם הבא ושעושה להנס בדברי תורה בעולם הזה עומר חכם כל הנהנה מדברי תורה נות לחי מן העולם והוציבו ואמרו ולססה מהתור להסגדל בהם ולקור דום לחבר בהם ועוד ציבה ואומר הלבס המלאכה סנא סרבנוס וכל תור שאינם המלאכה סוף ובטלה וסוף עוד עם זה שיהיה מלאסת מסביאס הלכה ינא אלף, מיילה גדול להי למישהו מספניש ממעשה יודה. ומידס חסידים הראשונים היא, ובזה זלכה לכל כבוד וטוב של עולם הזה ולעולם הבא. שנאמר יגיע כהפך הכיסוק על השחר וטוב לך, השחר בעולם הזה וטוב לך לעולם הבא, שכולו טוב. I don't understand. It's only a maila gedola that Misha Mespanis Masya? According to the Rambam, there's no alternative, right? Kol ha-meisim aliva she'asek v'lo v'lo yasa malacha. This is one of the most scary lines in all Mishnah Torah. Clearly, the Rambam did not feel that understatement was the way to make the point here. This is unbelievable, right? Chilas Hashem, Bizus HaTorah, Kiba Mora, Das Gora Mora La'atzma, V'lam T'chai Menon Haba. So what do you mean that the Ram turns around in Halacha Yud Aleph and says that it's a Maiva Gadol? So L'chari, it's clear that the Pshat is as follows. The first Mishnah in Zvachan, I think maybe in the numbering of the Mishnah, it's the second Mishnah, but in the Gemara is the way it's printed. It's the first Mishnah in Zvachan, quotes the Tana Shimon Achi Azariah. The Mephoshim, the Rav, the Lachashlomo, quote from the Medrash Rabba that he was known as such, that the Tana was known as Shimon Achi Azariah because his brother Azariah used to support him. And that's what Azariah was Osek B'Pachnatya. Svat Zvulun B'tzeisecha B'yisecha Ba'alacha that Azariah was Osek B'Pragmatia and he supported Shimon. And since Shimon's ability to single-mindedly devote himself to Talmud Torah was because of Azariah's support, so he was known as Shimon Achi Azariah. So that arrangement, it's a star mission, as it were, right? So that arrangement entirely complies with Halacha Yud, because it wasn't that Shimon was taking public funds, he wasn't taking tzedakah, he wasn't, you know, but I do, and everyone else does, he wasn't getting paid. He wasn't getting a salary to teach. All of that is against Halacha Yud in the Rambam. But on the other hand, it's not Halacha Yud Aleph either, right? He didn't have the maila of being mispanish in Masa Yadav. And we know the Rambam himself writes autobiographically that his brother used to support him. The Rambam had a younger brother, David, who used to support the Rambam. He was in import-export, the Rambam's brother, and he supported the Rambam until he died in the in an accident at sea when his ship capsized and he drowned at sea. And that's when the Rambam, you know, then had to begin practicing medicine to support himself. But until that point, the Rambam allowed himself to be supported by his younger brother. Why? Because in Halacha Yud, the Rambam didn't insist. When the Rambam said, lo yaseh melacha, it means lo yaseh melacha, and having no other resources available, will then resort to yisparnis min atzdaka, who will resort to being nana me divrei Torah by drawing a salary or something. So that's what the Rambam condemns as harshly as possible in Halacha Yud. And Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam is saying a different thing. Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam is saying, is even if a person has a way of he has a means of support which complies with Halacha Yud, it's a midas chasidus, it's a ma'ala gadola, that to be mispanes mi masa yadav. Kikimiduma, that the case of Mishnah here is, we have to check, but Kimiduma, that it's sort of unique in the annals of the case of Mishnah. The case of Mishnah gives a mock of the Rambam. Most typically, he farinfers Hasogos on the Rambam, the Rav, the Ramach. Occasionally, he'll sort of throw up his hands and admit defeat, that he doesn't know what Pshat the Rambam is talking. And here, the whole Arichus is to say against the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah quotes all the rayas that the Rambam has this arichos in Perashat Mishnayos and others, where he presents this shita of his as well, and he quotes and the Rambam adduces what he feels are many rayas. The Rambam himself, you know, is aware that everyone before him and even his contemporaries disagreed with what he was saying. The Rambam knew and was very much aware that he was a das yachid adava, and this case of Mishnah is ma'arif to say against them. He's ma'arif to be matcha the shita sarambam. The minhag ha'olam is based on the Ran in the Dorim, the Flam Zion, where the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, Char, what are the Nekudos? Bitzlan probably, meaning batola shelahem hein notlan, that it is acceptable to take schar batola. Schar batola means that in order for the Rebbe to be present and to be teaching, so then he needs not to be encumbered by other professional responsibilities. If he's going to be working so many hours in whatever profession to earn his living, so then he's not going to be available to teach. So the Yerushalmi, the Ran quotes Yerushalmi, that's Chav Batala. The consensus, again, against the Rambam is very much against this, but the consensus is, I think the Bir Halacha has this also like that, that not only don't we pasuk like the Rambam Iker Adin, but that for Ruba de Ruba of people, it's not even right to be machmir for the Rambam. That it's chumah de asli de kula. That for Ruba de Ruba of people, what would be involved and sort of the fallout, as it were, from being machmir for the Shita Sarambam would ultimately be at the expense of, at the cost of Talmud Torah, at the cost of Habotzis Torah. At the cost of teaching Torah, which is why, again, the accepted practice is not like the Rambam. There have been yechidim throughout the generations, you know, who have navigated, in a way that they were not for the Rambam. I think the Chazanish's wife had a sword or something, and there have been gedolim. I think at one point Menachem Zemba had a hardware store. But there have been yechidim, but Ruba the Ruba of Mamish the Gedolei, not just Gedolei Hadorah, but Gedolei Hadorah, again, follow that consensus, again, that not only don't we paskel like the Rambam, but that to be machmir for him is a chum of the asli de kula. Again, not just the chum of the asli de kula for the individual, but a chum of the asli de kula for the klal.
What does the Rambam do with the Yerushalmi?
I guess the question always is, you know, whenever you have a din, I mean, there are obviously many such examples, and certainly some of them made their way into Mishnah Torah. You know, there are many dinim that appear in the Yerushalmi that the Bavli is silent on. So, in each of those cases, you know, so the Rishonim, the Machabi, the, you know, those who are posek halacha, the Doros, have to decide whether the Bavli didn't talk about it, in which case we certainly follow the din of the Yerushalmi, or the Stimas HaBavli means the Bavli is against it, in which case, usually the rule of thumb is that, again, the Rambam doesn't always follow this either, but usually the rule of thumb is that when there is a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, but since the Bavli is later, so we invoke Halachic Basrei, and generally in Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, we follow the Bavli.
Why by being misunderstood by one's brother, does that not also result in having a degree Torah or was it?
I mean, if Shimon had wanted to devote himself to winning the decathlon and the Olympics, you know, maybe Azariah wouldn't have supported him. Presumably. Azariah would not have supported him. So then, at the end of the day, why isn't it being managed to Victoria? Well, what's in between that and Sabbaton? So part of the answer, I'm not sure that this is all the answer, but part of the answer is, Even in the Yerushalmi scheme, so let's say someone who's a running yeshiva, so again, so the way we assume, again, that it's mutter, and not only mutter, but for most people, it's a chumad asa that they pull it to follow the Rambam, is conceptually based on Sabbatam, right? That's what the Rambam tells Yerushalmi. But that notwithstanding, I mean, practically, there is a quid pro quo, right? If the Rebbe just doesn't show up at all, so then he's not going to get his salary. So practically, there is a quid pro quo. Meaning the yeshiva. That's kind of the kind of stuck with them. There's indeed an equivocal problem. It's just purely on undertaking. And but even if it's structured as Sarbat, oh, there is a quid pro quo. Azariah, you know, he didn't make any demands of Shimon. You know, it wasn't that Shimon had a tutor him, Shimon had a teacher. Sforno was also supported by his brother. He writes, he dedicates things to his brother. This one had a brother who was, he moved in high circles politically also, and who supported him, I forget what his name was. So there's no quid pro quo with Shimon and Achizacharya. And with Yisachar Zvulun, Yisachar's not giving Zvulun anything. That they're getting, well, when you're receiving something in exchange for the Divrei Torah, which is different than receiving support because you're devoting yourself to the Divrei Torah. I think that's at least part of the answer.
The former is not concerned how many Divrei Torah.
Right, the fact that, again, Azariah is not interested in helping his brother, you know, become a gold medalist. But on the other hand, Shimon is not getting the support as part of a quid pro quo of giving Torah to Azariah. It's not that I want you to tutor me, I want you to love me. It's a quid pro quo. And even with Schar Batalah, but practically it's a quid pro quo. Okay, so the Yerushalmi says that's totally fine, and the Rambam says it's totally not fine. But Masha and came here that there's b'chlal no quid pro quo. So the Hanoah in quotation marks, but we don't call that Hanoah in this context. That Shimon is getting is the fact that he, you know, that he doesn't have to worry about earning a living. That Azariah is paying the bills. But it's not that if there's a quid pro quo, the Hanoi is getting is the check. If there's no quid pro quo, then the Hanoi is getting is I don't have to that he doesn't have to enter a profession. But that's mitzvah lehavos. That's not the Hanoi. The mission of us with which the Rambam concludes sounds awfully good. The Chotosh Einim Melacha Self of the Taylor, the Gorera So. No. So, a little later, Rambam, so maybe you could have said that the Deik is not a Deik. But I think the Rambam is underscoring that it is a diuk. The Mishnah depicts the consequences as not only affecting the person, but as affecting the Torah that he learns. So you'll say, no, that's not what it means. It means the person. But no, you look at the Lashon HaRambam, then when he switches to the self Adam Zeh, so it's clear that the Reisha is B'dafka. It's not that the Reisha is B'dafka. And the Torah She'enim HaMalacha means Adam HaLomeid Torah She'enim HaMalacha. Because if that's what the Reisha meant, then he doesn't have to switch in the Sefer, the self Adam Zeh. Because that's what he meant all along. So for the Rambam, it's clear to know that he understands when the Mishnah says, Torah She'enim HaMalacha, it means that the Torah itself gets distorted. And you see it when in practice, the system doesn't provide support. So all kinds of distortions emerge to justify that system. It's not only that the people are affected, it's the Divrei Torah themselves get distorted. You know, Chazal don't even say that Adam Zeh is going to be especially, you know, that the Nisayan that he's going to subject himself to is very great in terms of resorting to being last name Zabrios. Oh, they just say self Adam Zeh, being last name Zabrios. If a person, again, now, not incorporating it into the Rambam Shita about getting paid. Let's say incorporating it into our system. If a person doesn't have a means of support, so Chazal is saying it's inevitable that a person ends up cheating on government programs and kahena v'kahena because ma'yasa ben shalom yakta. Right, Chazal don't say that, you know, the odds of it happening, you know, increase significantly or even dramatically. No, this is what's going to happen. A leads to B. This is what happens. If a person doesn't have a means of support, this is what happens. In the Vetar Alachi in Bez, but we read Alachi in Alach, Alachi in Bez, in the Vetar Meskaim and Bemisha Marpa Atzma Alehen. Velo Be'ele Shalom De Mitoch Idun and Mitoch Achilur Siyah. Ela Bemisha Memes Atzma Alehen Mitza Ergufo Tomit Velo Yitain Shnas Le'enov Le'afapav Tenuma. Obviously, just in terms of practically, obviously that means not to a point where it's counterproductive. I mean, everyone, it varies from individual to individual what that quantity is. Everyone needs a certain amount of sleep. But I was not talking about, you know, where a person is pushing himself beyond his capacity. Everyone has the limits. But what the Rambam says is that a person discovers what his limits are. You know, he doesn't necessarily coast and take the easy way out, but he sees what his limits are. But you know, for a person to walk around sleep deprived all day, that he can't think, that he can't function at full capacity, that you know, he's constantly falling asleep is not what the Rambam is talking about. It's talking about within a person's limits. That they tell the story, I think, in the biography of the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon was already older and, you know, through no fault of his own, you know, widely recognized and acclaimed. So he met two, I don't know if they were Brachim or Avechim at this point, you know, who were basically subjecting themselves to a regimen similar to that of the Gaon. And the Gaon told them, you know, it's absolutely awesome for you to do, but you're doing a shalom to them. So Ekshahu, you know, they asked, you know, what about the Rebbe? And the Gaon said that I was blessed with an unusually strong constitution. And I was able to do what I did because physically I was blessed with unusual strength and unusual fortitude. I think the Chazon Ish writes somewhere, I forget where. Chazon Ish writes somewhere that if you would tell him that you discovered that a certain Tana used to sleep, I forget the figure he uses, 6, 7, 8 hours a night, he said, he believed it. He wouldn't think that was apocryphal. No, he'd think that, okay, so that, given his physical constitution, that's what that Tana needed to do. I say from the Tziv, I think the mayor of Bar-Ilan was Hebraicized from Berlin, he was with the Tziv's Ben Zakunim, so he writes in his, he wrote a memoir. He wrote it in Yiddish, was translated into Hebrew, maybe into English also. Not sure. From Volozhin to Yerushalayim. So he writes in his memoir that when the Tziv, when someone would come to be seeking to be admitted to Volozhin, so the Tziv would ask him what the definition of a masmid is. And, you know, invariably the answer was always a number. 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day, and whatever the number was, and the Tziv said wrong. If they answered in those terms, so the Tziv would always say wrong. Now, the definition of a master is he learns when it's time to learn, and he eats when it's time to eat, and he sleeps when it's time to sleep. He uses his time efficiently. He makes the most of the most of his time. But how that translates, again, the Tziv didn't spell this out, but that's, you know, from the Chazon Ish, from the Gaon, and there's every reason to think that Tziv has this in mind as well. That's going to vary from person to person, obviously. Omer Chacham Derech Rav Mezal Sator Olam Ki Yomaz Ba'Ohel. Chalapsa Chantavacha told the story that as a teenager, so when he went to Yisrael for the first time, so he grew up here. His grandparents, so Grandpa Moshe Chalap, his paternal grandfather, lived in Yerushalayim, of course. So as a teenager, he went to meet him for the first time, and I think he was already older and not well, and the Yaakov Moshe. And he described Chalap. Zulman Chalap Zechon Levracha described how his grandfather used to sleep at night. Okay, there are such people in the world. He used to sleep on a board with a light shining in his eyes, so that he would only sleep as much as his body needed to sleep. Because the very minute the fatigue wasn't stronger than the light shining in his eyes, so then he used to wake up. I guess in every generation there are paragim and mechakos Talmud Torah Jews. All the value should be paragim and mechakos Talmud Torah Jews. We have to do that first before we do paragim before we can move on to paragim. Story that my brother Shem Yukam Dama was fond of telling. In the last Kufa Volozhin had two Rashi Yeshivas. How about a senior Rashi Yeshiva, a junior Rashi Yeshiva? So in the last Kufa Volozhin, so the Nitziv was the senior Rashi Yeshiva and Reb Chaim was the junior Rashi Yeshiva. So Reb Chaim used to, the Nitziv had connections, and the Nitziv always had the most beautiful and the Muhudadeg Esrog. So Chaim used the bench on the Tziv's Esrog. One year, maybe it was a Sfogi Shemitah, I think that's what it was. I don't remember, but one year, Chaim had picked Pukim, and he didn't want a bench on the Tziv's Esrog, which threw the Tziv for the loop. So the following night at 3 o'clock in the morning, so there's a banging on the door of Chaim's house. And Tziv says, you have to come immediately. So Chaim jumps up. He's afraid, what kind of emergency, what kind of Sanfanas Lafashis is going on in Tziv's home? And then he runs, and I don't know what the distance was. He runs in Tziv's home. Tziv is sitting there at his table, and the Sfarim is piled up like this. And he says, it's Bechlal, not a Shaila. And starts talking. And Chaim excuses himself and says, no, please give me a minute. I have to say Berakas HaTorah. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And Nitziv starts crying and says, one who's going to be the Gadol HaDor, the next generation, was sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nitziv was crying. Okay, so the Arab had a game with Hotel Summit Trilogy. So I kind of got to sleep at 2:30, you know. I'm not going to misunderstand the story for you.
Ummah Khachamin Bris Krus Shakola Yogeya Bitamud Vesaknas Lobim Mahavum Shankeach. Bakala Yageya Bitamud Bitsina Machkin, Shinan Mavas Tsunuim Khokma. Bakala Mashmiya Kolo Bishas Tamud or Tamudum Skyan Biodo, Avakoi Balakash Bim Hevum Shokeach.
learning audibly is a scuba for remembering. I think there's the Balantanya again. He's a dasyachid in this. I think the Balantanya has in his Hilchos Talmudot that he thinks that where a person could be mashmiya kolo, sometimes in learning a person is thinking and can't, you just need to think. You need to be quiet and think. The Balantanya is not opposed to that. The Balantanya is all in favor of thinking. But let's say a person is, that's not the stage at which he's at. He's doing chazar, he's whatever it is. So the Balatanya holds that if a person could be a mashmiya kolo, and he's not mashmiya kolo, he's not paying attention, it's ad kadei kach. That's a dasi yachid of the Balatanya. But this is a gemara, that it's a school for remembering is a gemara. Okay, we'll stop.